And now we are incredibly honored to be joined by the great, great Greg Nice and our former Drive Time DJ, Brianna Lane. Hi, you guys. How you doing?
Hi, Rich. Good morning.
Good to see you.
It's really good to see you guys. So you're here to talk about the Tour to Save, which is an event that a lot of people I think are familiar with, but maybe not everybody. It's a bike ride for let's see if I every year I have to kind of think about this. SAVE stands for Suicide Awareness Voices for Education.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. All right. Tell us about the Tour to Save, and then I want to ask how you guys got mucked into this.
Tour to Save is a bike ride fundraising event happening July 20th right here in Northfield. Mm-hmm. And there's a few options of how far you want to bike, you know, from 5 miles to 55 miles, I believe.
Correct.
Yeah. And it's been going on. This is its 22nd year in Northfield. And I think Greg can probably talk more to the origins of it.
It started to honor someone who died by suicide that was in a cycling group. His name was Nick. And friends and family of his started the ride as a memorial for him. And some years later, it became a tradition the second year. And a few years after that, they contacted the SAVE organization to make it sort of a formal fundraiser. So it kind of pivoted from a memorial ride to a formal fundraiser. And it's just been kind of growing ever since. It is a very unique cycling event in that it draws cyclists from the community here who knew Nick or who are connected to folks who knew Nick. That group has certainly expanded over the last 22 years. But it also draws people who need a way to memorialize somebody, and who may not be cyclists. So there are some very short routes, and it starts with a sort of memorial moment, a sort of intentional talk with some silence and a chance for people to say names out loud, and then launch the ride that way. And it ends with a really beautiful community meal with food and beverages and music, and people walk away from it really transformed in a lot of ways. I got to ride it with an acquaintance who had lost a brother some years back, shortly after they connected with SAVE. And I grew up bike racing and going to bike events, and it really blew my mind in two ways. I've lost a few folks in my life to suicide, and it was a chance to center on that and to spend some time thinking about that on purpose while riding. But it also normalized talking about suicide and that specific kind of loss in a space that it really doesn't usually happen. Yeah. And that is what really struck me about it. Because that needs to happen more. We need to talk about suicide in our culture, in our town, in our country. It's something that is just had this strange taboo around it.
Yeah.
And to break through that at a cycling event was, for me as a cyclist, a pretty magical thing. So when the leadership was looking for somebody to pass it on to, I think both Bree and I and Owen Meebus, who's here in town, and a woman up in Forest Lake who's been involved for the last few years, all stepped up really for that reason, just as much to keep that tradition going and to make a space to normalize conversation and a way to actively memorialize folks that have been lost as much as another cycling event on the calendar. So.
You know what's really interesting about that is I've been aware of the Tour to Save for many, many years and have been very distantly and loosely affiliated with it. I never thought about it in those terms, though. I mean, always you think, well, yeah, you ride for somebody you've lost, of course. But it's the processing of grief. Mm-hmm. That's what makes this thing so important. It's I mean, as much as it's about the people that we've lost, it's about the people who are still here.
Absolutely.
Yeah, processing grief and creating community at the same time. It's a magical thing to come together with folks around a bike ride that you don't know otherwise, yeah. and to walk away with some really intimate knowledge of what's gone on in their life, and to reciprocate that too. That's a really powerful day.
Yeah, because on a ride like this, you're bound to make conversations with people that you don't know as well. When you're riding the route, and then when you come back, there's a meal, there's beer, there's entertainment, and there's community around that too. This year, we're going to have a memorial tent where riders and supporters of riders can bring a photo of someone they lost, or just a memory or a thing, and post that up in the tent, to really, you know, drive home the true connection and the true reason for this. And also, bonus, we're raising funds for a wonderful organization, SAVE. If you want to know more about that organization, it's save.org. Yeah, they do great work.
Yeah, I was just about to ask you, what does SAVE do besides sponsor a really cool bike ride?
They do a couple events in the Twin Cities to raise money as well. So, like, a lot of 5Ks and things like that. But they are voices of education. So one project that they were working on this year was trying to get safety nets put up on bridges that were known to be sites for, you know, suicide. And so they worked hard to get that done. They also work with grieving families and maybe workplaces, too, to say, hey, these are the statistics. This is how we can help. These are the resources, and they're voices for education.
Yeah. So, okay, so how did you guys... Like, I mean, I've known a lot of different people who have run this thing. I mean, it's sort of been passed off hand to hand over the years. How did you just your turn just come around, or did somebody throw a dart and say, "Hey, it's Greg and Bree," or what?
We've been supporting the event just with mechanical support and helping people make sure their bikes are running properly at the start. Mm-hmm. For 3 years now, and last year during the event, there was some discussion about some uncertainty about what the future was going to be, and a pretty strong conversation about passing leadership on, no one had really stepped up to take it over, so they made a sort of formal invitation over the winter, looking for folks who would be willing to step up and lead it. And there was a meeting up at Imminent with the new executive director at SAVE and a couple of their staff folks and the original founders. And I think the four of us who showed up ended up kind of walking away with with the mantle. Yeah.
Yeah, I was saying we need to do this. I've run a bunch of events in the past, and I'm like, I know how to do that.
Yeah,
and this is something that needs to stay in the community here.
Absolutely.
And Owen, too. Owen is a fantastic project manager right now. And Kelty. And Kelty has been riding the ride for a few years. So she has the historical knowledge of it, and she's just a wonderful person to have on the planning team as well.
Yeah, it's a good crew.
Yeah, when I found out it was the two of you, I was like, oh, yeah, Greg and Bree, that's perfect. Yeah, of course, yeah. So when is the race?
July 20th.
July 20th. Yeah. And there's, help me with it, there's like six courses or something. Do you guys know the, you don't have the details right in front of you, do you?
Well, the courses range from 5 miles to 55 miles, gravel or road. So it's open to families. It's, you know, at the 5 mile road ride, right?
Yeah.
There are a lot of kids that come out.
Yeah.
And, you know, for the people that are used to riding the gravel roads around here, they just show up and ride the 55-mile gravel route, you know?
If you're crazy enough to want to do 55 miles in gravel, then knock yourself out and do it for a good cause.
Right. Exactly.
Hey, those people are all friends of ours.
Exactly. A lot of those people are friends of mine, too. But
and two of them are sitting right here.
Yeah. So
they've done a great job of mapping out courses to kind of meet everyone's needs, give everybody a little bit of a challenge, but also, as Bree said, allow entire families to. I think Kelty started riding with her kids on the short course the first year they were here.
And you said this is the 22nd year?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how do people get registered?
Oh, they can go right to save.org to get registered. Anderson Race Management is helping us out this year, and you can go to their race roster site to get registered as well. And even if you don't want to ride and you want to support Save, you can make a donation right there too. We have social media, Instagram.
Okay.
Facebook, yep. So all the links
look
are there.
Look for it on Instagram, look it on Facebook. What is there a deadline to register?
Day of.
You can register day of. You can decide that morning. What time does it start?
Oh, that's a good question.
Okay. It starts early in the morning, I know that.
I think it's like 7 or 8 a.m.
Yeah, okay, so you can decide the night before that you want to go and get up.
Take a look at the weather.
Yeah.
There's no harm in registering now if you want to make that small donation with your registration fee, but... and then decide day of, or just come out to be there and be in the community.
Right.
Awesome. Yeah, it starts and ends in Seckler Park at the pavilion. So very accessible
to
town here.
Yeah. All right. Craig and Bree, is there anything else we need to know about Tour to Save?
I think we really covered it. Yeah.
I think we did.
Wow. Yeah. All right.
Thanks for having us, Rich.
It's really good to see you guys.
Yeah, good to see you too.
It's been too long.
Yeah.
So tourtosave.org, folks, if you're interested, go sign up. I was thrown into the big chair here sort of unexpectedly, so we're just going to call it a week here on the KYMN Morning Show. It's currently 8:55 in the morning. It's 65 degrees. Be careful out there. Watch the river. Watch the roads. Watch the bike paths for sure. I'm told the trail between Northfield and Dundas is under as much as 18 inches of water. Maybe don't try to ride through that.
It's pretty wet on both sides.
Yeah. But everyone be careful. Like Phil Esterhaus would say, let's be careful out there. We'll talk to you guys again on Monday. Thanks.